Coach's Insight programs continuing here tonight on KARE 93.7, getting you a start for the high school basketball season. We're joined now by the ACCHS girls basketball coach, that is Andrew Ecker, brought to you by L&L Construction and at Taco John's. Coach, 7 wins a year ago. Just a final thought on 23-24, what you saw in your first year as the head coach.
We saw a lot of growth through the year. It was a group that we had two girls that returned from the previous year, played in varsity. So it was a lot of just getting used to playing some varsity basketball. And I expected to have a lot of ups and downs with that. And I think we ended the year really strong with a first-round win over Perry and got some postseason experience.
Yeah, let's talk about some of the returning pieces for your team. And I want to start with Kenzie Bowerly. She's one of the argue she could be maybe the best player in the league here, 5'8 senior. Last year, one of the top scorers in the conference, averaging nearly 17 points per game, 41% of her shots went through the bucket. But I want to start with Kenzie. What's kind of the growth been like from her junior to senior year and the expectations for her?
Expectations are just through the roof. She has so much potential. We saw a glimpse of it last year when she was, you know, kind of taking over the team and being a leader. You know, the previous year she was kind of sitting in the back seat with big senior class in front of her, but she did a great job last year of stepping up and leading us, and I just expect this year she'll take another step forward, and we'll see some really great things.
Yeah, you got some good post players as well. Madison Martin, who very good length, listed at 6'4". You got Mackenzie Scholes as well, a very physical player. Talk about the forwards, kind of the post presence for you going into this year.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be one of our strengths. Madison's a great defensive player, and there was times we saw that on the offensive end she was a threat. It's just we just got to get her a little more consistent, a little more aggressive every game, because we definitely saw a game here and there where she would score 10 to 14 points, and we just got to get her a little more consistent. But the defensive end is where she really affects the game. She had a game last year, two games last year, where she had 10 and 11 blocks. So she's a real threat under there. And Mackenzie Scholes just does a great job. Dual threat, just does a great job on both ends.
Yeah, Madison was top three in the classification among blocks. She was just shy of 100 total blocks and averaged roughly 5 blocks per game to go along with 8 points and 8 rebounds a contest as well. You guys start the year against Horton, very familiar opponents, and Coach Sorensen has them on the rise. They were pretty much brought back everybody from a year ago, and they saw quite a bit of improvement. What do you see out of Horton and just kind of the expectations for game number one this week?
I think it's going to be a real tough matchup and a good one. They're like you said, they returned quite a bit. They're a really young, or not a young team anymore. They were a young team last year, so they're getting some experience. They're a good team. We expect to battle with them and hopefully compete, and should be a good one.
What's your expectation, and what do you want to see from your team specifically? It's always so challenging. You know, some teams, you know, have to play some non-league opponents here maybe in the first couple of weeks, so maybe you're not as familiar with some opponents. But, you know, in your instance, you obviously a team in Horton that's in your league, so you know them pretty well. But the expectation on your side, what do you want to see? What are going to be some keys for this one on Friday?
I mainly want to see these first 5 games when we're playing our non-league schedule, just to see our growth from the end of last year to the start of this year. You know, we shouldn't have the growing pains we had last year when we were learning to play varsity. You know, we have a full year of varsity under our belt now, so we should be ahead of where we were last year at this time. So that's the main goal, just making sure we're seeing that progression.
And then finally, Coach, not a huge difference, but the NEKL gets a few more teams, or a couple more teams in, I should say, with Riverside and Troy, you know, moving from the Big 7 and the TVL respectively. What do you think on the new additions here to the league?
I love having them in there. It's good, great additions to the league. Both are very quality or high-quality schools, and look forward to having them in here.
There it is. That is our conversation with Andrew Eckert, ACCHS girls basketball coach, as we're off and running here with our Coaches Inside programs. ACCHS will take on Horton on Friday in the opening round, or the opening matchup here, I should say, in 24-25. Coach, we really appreciate the few minutes, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thank you, Brandon.